Hello. I'm not so good at speaking in front of many people, but okay. Recently, as in last night, so last night, as we were driving home from seeing my sister, I heard a song that I had since it came, before it actually came out as a song, I had heard it, I had heard the artist working on it, and it was always close to my heart because of I saw what they were doing with the song. And it starts, and last night as I heard it again, I saw how it was so close to my heart and my story. And it's just, it says, "You love me, you always have. You choose me just as I am, and you love me, you always have." And that has been a theme even before I was born, even in my mother's womb, since it was not an easy pregnancy. It's been apparent that he chose me even then to come to and be in this world. I was born in the Dominican Republic and raised there until I was 10 years old. That's when we moved to Massachusetts. I grew up in the church. I knew God was present in my life, and I had a good childhood. Of course, I had the normal sins of childhood. It wasn't until I came to the USA I began to feel an emptiness in my life. My family was in my life, and we were very involved in church, but it was still not enough. As soon as I left the Dominican Republic, I saw that all those people were not going to be enough since I didn't have them anymore. All my church family and the family we had over there that we weren't very close to, it wasn't going to be enough. There was just this emptiness, and that's sort of how I started to be depressed, because I saw that I didn't have people to fill my life with. When I was 13, God began drawing me. I read his word. I prayed. I was going through the motions. I knew that I didn't have a personal relationship with God. He was a faraway person that I was supposed to look at and follow to do the right things. I continued sinning. It was like, "I believe you, but I don't actually know you." At the time, I sang the songs, but that didn't mean I was truly converted. I was in need of Christ, who I was so familiar with, but I needed him to save me personally. I knew all the Bible stories. I needed Christ to reveal his heart to me. I needed to know his love. In my early teen years, I remember my dad saying in a message that the reason that people of the world can sin without remorse is because their heart is hard. There was a moment, and I'm not sure exactly when, but I began to be convicted of sin by the Holy Spirit. During this time, the marks of the Spirit began to be in my life. When I sinned, I began to seek Jesus for his forgiveness and obey his voice in my heart. I can truly say I believe that at the time I came to know him as my Lord and Savior. Psalm 138:8 really expresses God's love for me and when he saved me, and I still hold on to this truth today. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. Now that I was saved, God began to do a great work in me. When I was 15, I attended a retreat that my aunt's church put in New Jersey. The pastor kept saying, "It doesn't matter what you do, your parents are still going to love you." I was ashamed to admit my sin to others, but God wanted me to grow by confessing my sins. Right after I came home, I went and told my parents. I started having health problems when I was 15. I had no idea, but I had cancer growing in me. My Christian life sure had been a work in progress, where I felt like I am walking with God, but then it slows down. Like a toddler gets distracted and the parent has to grab them by the hand and keep walking, that's how it was for me during this time. But I can truly say I'm progressing in his grace. When I sin, the Spirit brings conviction and I feel ashamed of my sin. Then he shows me how to rest in Christ's forgiveness. By the time I was 16, I realized I wanted to be around people who were serving Christ. I went to my country at this time, and I was with people who loved God, and I felt so at home. I was determined to read the Bible because it was my food and my joy. The Bible had become a powerful effect in my life. I needed the Word. The Word is a lamp and not a spotlight. You have to keep preaching to yourself every moment or you will fall, because the devil will sneak up on you. In 2016, my grandmother died. By this time, I was faithfully in the Word every day. When she died, I became angry. Through this, I discovered I had begun to have resentment towards God. The Spirit convicted me through a message that confronted my anger. I realized I needed to really grow in my trust for God, because I was going to be blindsided soon, and I was going to need that anchor. The fall before 2016, I had heard a sermon on the end times and how we needed to prepare for heaven. I thought, heaven is going to be so much better than what I wanted more than anything in this life. Since that moment, God began preparing my heart. I was reading through the Bible, and in Psalm 142, in verse 3, it says, "When my spirit faints within me, you know my way." That really struck me, but I didn't know why. In that moment, I thought I was going through a hard time, but God knew why he showed me that verse. I was also reading a book based on Proverbs 27:7, "To the one who is hungry, every bitter thing is sweet." The author spoke of Psalm 136:23. "It is he who remembered us in our lowest state, for his steadfast love endures forever." All of these verses were preparing me for a time of suffering in my life that God knew about, but it was hidden to me. This showed me God's deep love. I have always prayed that God would prepare me for what he was about to do, and God always answered me. In November 2016, I got the news that I had cancer. It wasn't the cancer I was having trouble grasping, but it was more what it meant. It meant that I couldn't carry my own children. Ever since I was little, I always wanted children. That has always been my dream, and why today I struggle with school, because that's what I want to do, and you can't exactly get a degree on that. God showed me that he is holding me so close, even when I don't have any strength. He is so near. It is like the song by Bethel Music says, "Take courage, my heart, stay steadfast, my soul. He's in the waiting." And he's not just in the waiting room with you, but he's right next to you, comforting you, and he's next to you. God gave me Psalm 113:9. "He gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise the Lord." Psalm 107:9 says, comforts me. It says, "For he satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with good things." As I come for membership at Living Hope, I want to say that Jesus Christ is my Savior and my friend. He is the one who lifts me from my lowest states and promised me to love me forever. I'd like to close with a couple of verses I hold on to. Job 12:22 says, "He uncovers the deep out of darkness and brings deep darkness to light." Also, Isaiah 60:19-20 says, "The sun shall be no more your light by day, nor for brightness shall be the moon give you light. But the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Your sun shall no more go down, nor your moon withdraw itself, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of mourning shall be ended. Only when I see Jesus face to face will I be fully satisfied. For now, I look forward to serving God with you all at Living Hope." Thank you.